I often find myself vacillating between different types of application. On the one hand, there's the all-singing, fully functional, do-everything type of application, which sometimes has its uses. And then on the other side of the fence, you've got the single function stripped back paired to the bone application, which does one thing particularly well. Drafting falls into the latter camp, and as the title might suggest, it's a tool for drafting writing. So it's a way in which you can get down your thoughts, produce a document, and then by simply sending an email link to the document, you can invite people in to collaborate to edit the document with you. And I like the way that drafting allows you to see that. You do need an account to do this, and it's just a simple matter of providing an email address. But the original document that you've been working on is offered down the left-hand side of the screen. Over on the right-hand side is the amended document with the suggested changes that your collaborator or collaborators have made, highlighted. And then you've got, in the middle of the screen, the actual changes themselves, each with a button which allows you to either accept the change or to ignore it, or indeed accept all the changes at once. So that makes that collaboration process very simple and straightforward, and you can quickly arrive at a concluding document. It's not a word processing application, so you've not got a great raft of tools for making the text look different. The whole functionality is geared towards the drafting process. So you can do simple things like changing bold and italics, or you can add an image. But you've got additional tools which allow you to add comments. Indeed, your collaborators can do the same. Or footnotes. You can mark up snippets of text. The way that it works is you're working in a very simple text editor. You do have markdown functionality if you're familiar with how that works. So there are sort of subtle editing features that you can add should you need to do so, but it's not about that. It's about the collaboration. It's about getting to a point where your writing is becoming better. So I can see that being particularly useful with students. It's not something that they really do very much. It's difficult to do if you're working in paper, because there's an awful lot of swapping back and forth and then accepting changes and making the changes. But in electronic format, particularly online, that's very much easier to do. In particular, as I said, drafting is about drafting the document, but it offers a publishing feature so that when your document is completed, you can simply click on publish and then choose from a number of platforms, like blogging platforms, to finalise or produce your final document.